Come to order. It is 5:05 on Wednesday, March 18th. Member presence are Representative Vance, Representative Tara, Representative Kopp, and myself, Chair Stutes. We know the drill on the phones. And if you want to speak to any of us, Matt's right there. He'll help you out. We have a quorum. We have one agenda item today. House Bill 247, Sport Fishing Enhancement Surcharge. We've heard this bill three times. There's a new CS in the members' packet, and my intent is to adopt the CS and move this bill today. This is an important piece of legislation that means about $5 million to the Department of Fish and Game's budget, and I'd like to see it addressed this year. I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee substitute, work draft GH2165-U, as a working document.
Thank you, Representative Kopp, and I will object for purposes of discussion, and at this time I'd like to ask my Chief of Staff and my Fisheries Committee aide to explain the changes in the CS.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Matt Carini and staff for Representative Stutes. On page 1, lines 1 through 3, formerly page 1 through 4, there was a title change, and the establishing the sports fishing enhancement surcharge and relating to the repeal of the sports fishing facility surcharge was removed and replaced with relating to a sports fishing surcharge. One of the other the main change, the bill basically makes three main changes, the CS before you. First of all, it reduces the allocations that were proposed by the department on lines on page one, line 31, and page two, lines 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 10 to 250. Originally, it was proposed that this be dropped by $5, and the committee with the substitute met the bill sponsor halfway with $2.50. The other change it makes is it splits the use of the surcharge into two different allocations. E1 on section 1 allocates $2.50 of each surcharge towards fisheries management, fisheries research, invasive species suppression and eradication, habitat restoration, and ongoing maintenance of the department's sport fishing facilities and sport fishing hatcheries. E2, the language was restricted. Previously, it said sport fishing, the remainder of the surcharge would be used for sport fishing facilities for maintenance and enhancement of sport fisheries. That was restricted to sport fishing stock enhancement and ongoing maintenance of the department's sport fishing hatchery facilities. The other change that was made was a small bit of cleanup housekeeping for the department, and that was we removed the special non-resident military small game and sport fishing license that was on page 2, lines 8 and 9. They don't offer that license anymore, and they asked us to remove that as cleanup. Those are the substantive changes, Madam Chair, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from this committee? Well, seeing none, I will remove my objection. Are there other objections? Seeing none, are there? We do have the commissioner, Commissioner Vincent Lang, on the line if anybody would like to. Commissioner?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're familiar with the CS?
Yes. I haven't seen the exact language, but I'm familiar with the concepts, yes.
And you don't have any opposition?
Well, I'm just going to say that the bill we put together was a carefully crafted bill that tried to reach a compromise between the commitment we had made originally when the bill went away versus having it move forward. We appreciate your office's efforts to bring it to a compromise, and we'll work with you to see that moves forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Other questions? Yes, sir. Okay, with that.
Madam Chair.
Oh, Representative Tarr.
I just want to comment that I'm totally fine with the compromise here where the amount is reduced a little bit, but I just think, you know, going forward, especially with these financial challenges that we're facing, we, you know, have to have opportunities for Alaskans to be contributing to things they really care about. So I would have supported keeping it the same and also having those funds go for the purposes that the department needs. But I'll support the compromise that reduces it and just hope the department keeps doing good work to keep our fisheries healthy.
Thank you, Representative Tarr. As I always say, it's a good deal when you like it a little bit and you don't like it a little bit. And I think that's the situation in this. But the commissioner and I and my staff were able to come to a compromise, and we feel comfortable with it. So with that, Representative Kopp, I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to report work order GH2165/U out of committee with accompanying recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objections with that, House Bill 247 has moved from committee. Members, please be sure and sign the committee report. And while you're doing that, I will just say briefly that I know there's a lot of concerns from the fishing community, specifically about how the COVID-19 outbreak will affect processing, shipping, and the price of seafood this season. It's going to be not a good year. As the chair of fisheries and the representative of a fishing district, I share those concerns. I just want those to know that those watching to know that we are talking with our processors regarding their plans to provide for the workforce this season, and that work is underway right now at the legislature to help support small businesses and the workforce through this difficult time. And I will update the fishing community shortly as we have more specifics. I want to say thank you very much to the committee for being prompt, and I wasn't quite as prompt as usual today, so I certainly owe you a gratitude of thanks. Thank you, and with seeing no further business, we will adjourn.